From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Taliban has acknowledged that it was behind an attack in Afghanistan on Saturday in which 8 U.S. soldiers were killed. According to military officials, hundreds of insurgents attacked 2 remote outposts near the Pakistan border. They were armed with automatic rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. Some of the outposts are difficult to defend. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is planning to move U.S. troops from those positions into more heavily populated areas as part of his new strategy to focus on protecting Afghan civilians. The White House National Senior Advisor says that the Obama administration is hoping Iran will make good on promises it made last week to allow nuclear inspections and the removal to other countries of its low-enriched uranium. But members of Congress have expressed deep skepticism about Iran's intentions. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Jones told CNN's State of the Union Iran has only a short period of time to carry out what it's promised to do. He said the U.S. will meet at least one more time this month with Iran to discuss its nuclear program.
It's not going to be extended discussions that we're going to have before we draw our conclusions to what their real intent is. But for now, I think things are moving in the right direction.
On the same program, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham complained that talks just buy Iran more time.
All this talking's not working. They did the same deal with the Europeans in 2007. They said, you can have our low-enriched uranium. The Russians can have it. They backed out then. I don't believe a thing Iran says. I want them to act. Then I'll believe it.
Graham and other senators from both parties called for Congress to approve tough economic sanctions against Iran. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
After nearly 6 years in opposition, Greek socialists returned to power after dealing a stunning defeat to the incumbent conservatives. The new prime minister is American-born George Papandreou, whose father and grandfather served in the same post numerous times. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
The socialists won a solid majority of 160 in the 300-seat parliament. Outgoing Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis had campaigned on an austerity program as Greece teeters on the verge of recession. In contrast, Papandreou was more upbeat, promising a stimulus program of more than $4 billion. Voters were angered by corruption scandals and government mishandling of youth riots and devastating wildfires. The new prime minister, son of an American mother and educated in the United States, is soft-spoken and low-profile in a country where most politicians are bigger than life. Speaking after his victory, Papandreou acknowledged Greece's shortcomings, saying it has a potential for being drowned in corruption, favoritism, lawlessness, and waste. He said, "We bear a great responsibility to change the course of the country. We know that we can make it." Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
This is NPR News. More readings on the health of the U.S. economy are due out this week. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The world's finance ministers and central bankers will discuss the global economic and financial situation at the annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank in Istanbul for the first 3 days of this week. Meanwhile, key domestic economic numbers will be coming out for investors and policymakers to ponder. Today, the Institute for Supply Management will release results of its September survey of corporate purchasing managers in non-manufacturing industries. Its manufacturing survey last week showed continued growth, but at a slower pace. On Thursday, the nation's leading retail chains will post their September sales, showing whether or not vital consumer spending is gaining any traction. Friday will bring the latest estimate of America's international trade balance. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in New York.
A wind fanned wildfire is burning in California's San Gabriel Mountains. It has already charred some 5.5 square miles, leading Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to declare a state of emergency. Firefighters are trying to prevent the flames from advancing toward a mountain resort community. Between 4,000 and 6,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate. The fire is being driven by wind gusts of up to 40 miles an hour and has destroyed 3 homes. Officials say the fire is 10% surrounded. Meanwhile, in Arizona, some residents of the city of Williams remain away from their homes. A prescribed burn that grew out of control is threatening the town known as the Gateway to the Grand Canyon. The fire has burned about 1.5 square miles. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.